That does lead me into something else. I feel that. I know that there is something bubbling on the surface that needs to be said. I don't know really how to explain this, but there's stuff that needs to be said, and I want to put my own unique voice to that stuff. People are wanting to hear what, not me, but what there is to be said. Does that make sense?
It does, and we know why you feel that way, but we'll tell you what we said to Esther when she was feeling some of that same clarity. Esther said, "Abraham, do you want me to tell this to the world?" And we said, "No, sweet girl, we're only telling you." In other words, it's answers to what you are seeking. It's answers to what you are seeking. In Esther's case, Jerry was the one with all of the questions. Esther was just living happily ever after. And so we said about them that Jerry was the step one in the equation, and we were the step two in the equation, and Esther was the step three, because Esther was just willing to allow. And that's the thing that is tripping you up just a little bit.
Yes.
Because
I feel that.
Because in the activating of the question within you, there is a vibration that disallows the answer. So you just have to let there be some distance of time between your identifying the question. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we'd move through a day or a week, and we would let life's questions bubble up within you. And we would identify them, even write them down. And then we would say, "I'm going to relax and allow at the perfect opportunity my receiving of the answers." And then we would get off the subject. We wouldn't sit with an attitude of determined receiving. Instead, we'd go about living happily ever after. We'd get outside. We'd move a lot. We'd be easy about things. That's why when you're running, it comes. That's why when you're relaxing, it comes. And then just pay attention to when that powerful impulse comes. That's what inspiration is, you see. It's not different. This that is happening before you right now is not different from what every one of you intended for yourselves. In other words, Esther's not a rarity. She's a very good example of someone who has managed to bring her vibrational frequency consistently enough into the vicinity of that which is her source, that the translation and the revelation from that vortex into this physical time-space reality is really easy for her. But there's not one of you who does not have that same ability. Every one of you are extensions of source energy. And we think the pieces that have tripped you up, that have kept you from being able to receive this inspiration at will, is that you are, we love you so much, hung up on step one. You just beat the drum of the question too much. You're asking with such intensity, "Where is my money?" our friend asked earlier. "What am I doing? Why won't the money come? Other things come, but why not this? Why not this? Why not this? Why not this?" That's why. The question's too big within you. You have to find a way to soften the question a little bit, to acknowledge the rightness of where you stand. Because in the bigness of a question, there's the feeling that I don't have the answer. Or I'm not worthy of the answer, or I'm not ready for the answer, or I'm not smart enough to receive the answer, or I don't know what to do with the answer. And none of that is true. The question's just too active, that's all. It's sort of like, you know, how when you ask your teenager to take the garbage out, and they don't do it, so you just ask them again and again and again and again and again, and they still don't do it. It's sort of like that. It's like you get fixated so much on the problem or the question that then the answer doesn't come, and then you question your ability to receive.
Yep.
When the ability's right there, there's just a perceptual change that you want to softly make.
Spot on.
Exactly.
Thank you.
This is a good time for a segment of refreshment. We'll take 20 minutes. There's no homework. Which means don't talk to each other. Well, you can talk to each other, but apparently we're finished. All is well. Good time.